So nice to see all of you. Wasn't it nice yesterday? Your hearts are now all under the altar. Someone put them on the side, but now they are on the altar. And we really hope that all of you will soon get their own personal blessings in their spiritual lives. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vaskatyade Shadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I want to give you first a brief summary where we are in our seminar. But before doing this, I want to ask you a question. I believe on Sunday we have Radhashtami. Is this a fact? Yes. I think many of you have to leave on Sunday. Is this a fact? Who has to go on Sunday? That's not so many. Who goes on Monday, if I may ask? See, I'm asking the question because I want to make a really nice meditation with you, but I have to see how the flow of the of our meetings go, and maybe I should do. What is tomorrow? Saturday, isn't it? Tomorrow is an ordinary day. I mean, it's not a Radha. I think to make sure that everyone can take part in it. Tomorrow, we will need all of you. Tomorrow, we want to request all of you to be on time. I usually do these kirtans because not all of you are on time. You are typical Hare Krishna devotees who are always late, like I am also often. It's not that I'm an exception. But we need to start on time tomorrow. Because when we start with the meditation, it's such a thing. You have to come there from the beginning because we will do Hatha Yoga breathing exercises. No standing up, you will sit down so that we can go deep into our into the state where the mind can meditate very easily. So please, please, please be on time tomorrow. The other days you can do as you wish to do, but tomorrow please be on time. Okay. So our seminar is called The Art of Transformation. We have first discussed about transformation in a general way. Then we have discussed Shraddha, the role of faith. Then we have discussed about the holy name yesterday a little bit. Madhvamuni, Dobro Doshli, you are late. Today I will come to my favorite subject matter in terms of transformation. I will talk a little bit on transcendental love for Krishna in a way which is very relevant. Our dear Mataji know, it's very nice that you're here, but maybe you can go with your Stolitzer on the side, because you block the view of all those. Yeah, no, you can be with the Stolitzer, but just please go to the side that you can, with the chair, so that you don't block. First of all, I also need to greet. There is a nice place. It is, yeah, it's more comfortable. You can sit on the side, no problem. You're elderly. I need to greet all the devotees from Serbia who are here. You sent first Shyama Priya as the messenger, and she told us it is not 100% sure that you would be able to come, but now I see the atmosphere in the tent is elevated by the presence of Bhakti Granta Prabhu. Madhva Muni has come, and I have seen Kishori. I couldn't believe my eyes, because I was falling from the seat, because I didn't know that you would be coming. Raditz is also here. So let us give a great Hari Bol to the devotees from Serbia. It was very difficult for them to come. They had to practically cross universes. Hari Bol! Thank you very, very much. This is really the. Now I will give my absolute best the lecturing here. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained Krishna consciousness, he gave an analogy. He said, we all are people who have lost our Krishna consciousness. And he compared us with a poor man who has gone in foreign countries, and when he returns, he finds out that his parents are no longer with him. They have died. They have left him treasure. But since they had no time to tell him where the treasure is, he feels, I have a treasure, but where is it? So this time, he meets an astrologer who tells him, yes, there is a treasure. It is directly under your house. It is so close. But you will only be able to lift the treasure if you come from the eastern direction. This astrologer is identical with the Vedic scripture, who tell all of us, yes, my dear devotees, you have a treasure. You have the treasure of love of God. It's so close. The Sufis say, God is as close as the vein on your neck. The treasure of love of Krishna is so close. But in order to find it, you have to approach it through Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga means the yoga of devotion. And yoga means to connect. Plus, it means an addition. Prabhupada once said about this yoga of devotion, very simple he said it, at the present we are God minus myself. Krishna is here, I'm minus. For so long, I was God minus. It's our disease. We have the God minus disease. Now through yoga, I become God plus. Hare Krishna. In this age of Kali, this is the most recommended process of yoga, is bhakti, the yoga of love, the yoga of devotion. What happens when you love somebody? What happens when you love somebody? We suffer. Yes, Peter is has gray hair because of it. Goran, you often think about love. What happens when you love somebody? Everything. Not just one thing, everything. Very good answer. Any other answers? What happens if you love somebody? Give real answer. We have another singer. Monique is here with us. Also a star from the world of popular music. What happens when you love somebody, Monique? You think about it. You have to think about this person all the time. This is a very good definition for my purposes. Anything else? Shyama Priya. You think how can I please this person? Yes. I'm sorry? You lose yourself. Sometimes you stop being yourself because you have to make it like the other person wishes you. I remember when I was I fell in love one time in my life when I was 12 years old. I always liked to anyways, I was a wild boy, this is enough. Then I was all of a sudden, because she was from a good, noble house, I was always dressing in a white shirt and very correct things and a correct frisura for 14 days. And then I said, glupost, and started to climb the trees again. Then I met Prabhupada, and then it happened in another way. I fell in love with Prabhupada's personality, and I thought, I have to change now, and I will change for him. And I hope to fall in love another time, but this I won't tell you about. Now I will tell you in my lecture. It's a wonderful feeling to really get love in the heart. It changes you in many ways. Goran has said everything can happen. Yes, yes. But one thing I wanted to say, which is very, very obvious, when you fall in love, you think automatically about the person. Prabhupada, he tells us that the whole point of Krishna consciousness is to think of Krishna always. He writes, if a person doesn't practice remembering Krishna while he is struggling for existence, that's now, then it will not be possible for him to remember Krishna at the time of death. Lord Chaitanya also advises this. He says, Kirtaniya Sada Hari. One should practice chanting the names of the Lord always. The names of the Lord and the Lord are non-different. Now, Prabhupada asks the question, how is it possible? Hare Krishna, welcome. How is it possible that we always think of Krishna, and for that matter, always chant of Krishna? And he gives the answer. See, so many devotees, Hare Krishna answers to you. How is it possible? And the acharyas, he answers this question, give the following example. If a married woman is attached to another man, or if a man has an attachment for a woman other than his wife, then the attachment is to be considered very strong. One with such an attachment is always thinking of the loved one. The wife who is thinking of her lover is always thinking of meeting him, even while she is carrying out her household chores. Similarly, we should always remember the supreme lover, Shri Krishna. And at the same, yes, a strong sense of love is required here. Thinking of someone always will change you. Thinking of someone always is best possible if you have lubav, love in the heart. But this point of thinking always as the most impossible, as the most easiest way to do the impossible, no? That is illustrated in Vedic scriptures very frequently. And I want to give you one example. It's about an insect which gets captured by a wasp. This is a wasp. He gets captured in India and put into a hole, and the hole is closed. And the insect thinks always, oh no, when the wasp comes, when the wasp comes, when the wasp comes. Wasp? Osa. When the osa comes, the osa comes, the osa. He osa, osa, osa. Then he already changes into an osa. And next life he is an osa. Yes, this is how powerful thinking is. Never ever underestimate the power of thinking. If you want to change, you must change your thinking, not your frisura. And the easiest form of changing your thinking is when you fall in love. Many of our devotees with whom I speak have fallen in hate. Oh, this person did something wrong with me. And they always think about the person. I have one disciple. Whenever I meet him and I ask him, how are you? He says, oh, this person. He doesn't like a particular person. And he always thinks of him like the osa, like the insect thinks of the osa. Many of us think many times of negative things during the day. We think of the same negative things every day. Svake dansh. Now we must learn to think of the positive thing of Krishna. This is not possible by hate. We must get into the lubav, into the love aspect of Krishna consciousness. Lord Krishna, he says, Abhyasa yoga yuktena cetasa nanyagamina paramam purushang divyam yati patanu chintayam. He who meditates on me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his mind is constantly engaged in remembering me, undeviated from the path, he, Arjuna, is sure to reach me. Now the Sanskrit word is here, abhyasena. Abhyasa yoga means something which comes by practice. Abhyasa means practice. The thinking of Krishna comes naturally and spontaneous if we love him, but because we have a love problem, we are God minus at the present situation, we have to start to somehow practice remembering Krishna. And today, I would like to address a very, very nice and wonderful way to practice thinking of Krishna. I must tell you that this, in my own spiritual life, has been a saving grace which has helped my own spiritual life to become so much more deeper. I'm still a very superficial person. This is not what I want to say. But it has helped me to become deeper and to become more happy in my Krishna consciousness. It's something which is a sweet secret. It is learning to feel the separation from Krishna. This sounds very, very awkward, and I hope that half of the tent doesn't leave me now. Feel the separation? What, voinost? What does this have to do with love and thinking of Krishna? Advoinost? Something very bad. No, you are wrong. You are wrong. To feel the separation is dobro. Prabhupada Kaja. Feeling constant separation while engaged in the service of the Lord is the perfection of Krishna consciousness. The spiritual masters should enrich the devotees to this highest devotional perfection. Another time he said, the more you feel the separation from Krishna, the more you should understand that you are making advancement. Separation you feel from something when you feel a need. I must have this. When the lecture is too long in the morning and it's 10 o'clock in the morning, then everyone feels a strong separation from the prasadam. You know, you should have seen when the lecture is finished, you all jump up and the tent is empty in 1 second. Because the separation from the prasadam pulls you to that place where you can fill your stomachs to your full satisfaction. Feeling separation happens when you feel there is an acute need in my life. You need Krishna. Then you feel the separation. A devotee longs to serve Krishna and be with Krishna and feel his presence because he knows I'm unsatisfied in my jivat, in my life, if I'm not close to Krishna. The devotee must come to this understanding that if I don't have Krishna in my life, what am I doing? I'm a cosmic anachronism. The scriptures give an example of increasing feelings of separation. First is the bird, then comes the calf, and then comes the woman. The bird is Pitice, yes, the Pitice is in the nest, and it longs. When will mother come? He feels, when will mother come? But this is not such a high level because he really is not so much interested in the mother. He's interested in the prasad, in the food. I'm very sorry. So in the beginning of Krishna consciousness, we are more interested in the gifts of God. When we did this Nam Yajna in southern France, and everyone gave his heart. I didn't want to do it, but it just happened that someone wrote something and the reflector was falling on it. And I saw what was in there. Dear Krishna, I want a nice Krishna conscious wife from you. This is my heart desire. Then I said, sorry, this is very malapragatni. So this is the beginning of feeling the separation. You want from Krishna the food, something which you can recognize on your level of advancement as being necessary for you. The next stage is the stage of the calf. And we could learn from the calf. The calf also wants the milk. But he has a little bit more affection for the mother than a bird. The birds are not so affectionate, and therefore they leave quite early when they can fly the mother. But the calf is more affectionate to the mother, but primarily he also wants milk and not the mother. But he can express his affection a little bit more than the bird. The calf, what is a calf? Tele. No, that's telo. Something, tele, not telo. Yes. It can already move towards the mother. The petitze cannot move towards the bird. It has to stay there. So the calf has a little, is also still most attached to the milk the mother gives. So in the same, but he can move already in the direction of the mother. A devotee should, when he starts, he wants material gifts of Krishna, a betterment in his situation. But he should raise a little and move towards Krishna, not just wait, oh Lord, give me a mercy dispense and milk and Krishna conscious woman. Mm-mm. He should move towards Krishna. Hare Krishna, a little bit. The perfection of separation. These are examples of separation with a material motive. Huh? The perfection is the woman, at least in the Vedic concept. A Vedic woman will not dress herself in the absence of her beloved husband. When she feels that the husband will come from a long journey back, she decorates herself very nicely. Her idea is not her own sense gratification, but her idea is to please my beloved husband. I will open the door and then I will smile at my husband and he will see my beauty and he will be elevated after this long journey. And we will talk privately and drink a coconut. This was a sannyasi version of a meeting. But her idea, the husband is not there, she's in the house and she's morose and sometimes she forgets to shower. When is he coming? When is he coming? A very loving relationship. I think you can understand, especially in the Grihastha Ashram, how this must feel Vedic content with real selfless love. And then she is in the expectancy psychology. Whatever noise she hears, oh, this could be my mush, this could be my husband. And there was some noise at the door. It was just a bird who drank too much honey and who bung against the. But the wife thinks this is my mush, and so on. It looks out in the door. Is he coming? This is ultimately how a devotee should progress in Krishna consciousness. He should feel separation and expectancy, and he should think, my Krishna will soon come. My Krishna will soon come. Like yesterday, our Purnachandra Prabhu brought us to Braj with a song. With the Braj groove song, you know, and there was this woman who was, God, oh, beautiful Gopal, come into my court. This old woman, it is a Mataji has written the song, is hankering after you so much, beautiful Gopal. Oh, Gopal, yes, he was singing so nice, oh, Purnachandra's, a Brajman, yes. So this is how you must come in relationship to Krishna. First, you can think Krishna is my friend because he gives me prasadam. Then you are a little like the bird. I need Krishna's mercy on me, prasadam. His prasads in is in many ways. But after you become more purified, you become so much interested in just Krishna, not the gifts. Just like the woman who loves her husband so much and waits, when is he coming? When is he coming? Oh, when is he coming? He does not think, when hopefully this fool comes and brings me a new car. No, he thinks, when is he coming in my life? And my life is becoming good again. Krishna wants to see this in his devotees. Before Krishna comes, he wants to see that we wish him to come, that we long for Krishna to come. Anything in your life, if you do not really want it, you will not be able to utilize it. Let us say you are called for prasadam. There's a beautiful preparation with beautiful feast with, say, seven nice preparations, including halava with strawberries and shlagom. So it is all there. But if you have no hunger, you will say, thank you, later, later, later. The most beautiful thing, like the holy name, is there. But if you have no desire to chant it, if you have no desire for Krishna, you will say, later, later I finish my rounds. Not now, not now. If I offer you a nice glass of water, but you have no thirst, you will say, later, not now, later. Bhakti, according to Baladev Vidya Bhushana, means thirst. Just this one word, thirst. You want, you need. You've recognized an acute need in your life. I need Krishna. I want Krishna. Then only when this feeling is there, can you relate to Krishna properly. There is a sad fact in Krishna consciousness that in the beginning, many devotees are very thirsty for Krishna. But they lose their thirst for Krishna. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, this is utsahan mayi, false enthusiasm. It's like a little boy who wants so much to have a book so that he can also look like a grown-up person with a book under his arm. And then when he gets the book, because he cannot read it, he puts it on the side. Do you know this? When I was young, I wanted to have a go-kart. Do you know what is a go-kart? For 3 years, I was practically dying each day. 1,000 deaths because I wanted a go-kart. It's where you can and go with a car on the street, you know, and when it goes down, you can go really brizzle, and so on. And I remember, must have been around 9 years. Finally, my father said, all right, next Christmas. And then the Christmas came. The go-kart was there for exactly 3 days and 3 hours and 10 minutes. I was fascinated with it. And then I lost all the ukost and threw it down a cliff into the ocean. We lived at an ocean. This is how many devotees are. They want to come to Krishna consciousness. Finally, they are in the temple. They are in the spiritual environment. But then something happens on the way to heaven. They lose their taste. Why is this so? The reason is because the devotees have failed to go deeper in their Krishna consciousness. They have failed to engage their mind. They have failed to develop feelings of separation for Krishna and love of Krishna. It's just like the Brahmin boy. When the young Brahmana boy gets finally the gift of the book. Yes, I am a grown-up person now. I also have a book. But because he does not know how to read the book, he puts it away. So if we are in Krishna consciousness, we must learn to read. We must learn to utilize Krishna's gift on us. We must learn to thirst for Krishna. If this doesn't come, we will leave it. Or we will become mechanical devotees who are not tasting Krishna consciousness, and therefore they try to taste other things. When you really want Krishna, Krishna will not immediately appear before you. Sorry, I was a little soft-spoken. Krishna will test. He will test you if you really wish to see Krishna. Don't expect Krishna to come immediately when you say, yes, Yavalam Krishna, I am in the Hare Krishna movement. He wants to test you if you really want him. In Vrindavan, this is the last, this, now I will tell something a little advanced in Krishna consciousness. The gopis once met with Krishna. Krishna had called them with his flute into the forest of Vrindavan. And the gopis responded. They left everything behind. Even the good names, because it's not acceptable in the Vedic society, the girls go in the midst of the night to see some male person in the forest. So finally, with great risk, they stood before Krishna. And then Krishna addressed them, "Oh, what are you doing here?" Krishna had called them. The reason why you are here is most probably because you want to see the forest at night. But now you have seen it. Now you can return. The gopis felt, "Oh no, Gopal, why are you doing this to us? You know what we want. We want you. Now you're sending us away." So then, finally, there was a long leela and it culminated in the Rasa leela, the dance where Krishna fulfilled the desires of all his dear devotees, the gopis. But after the Rasa dance, they sat down. Now the gopis wanted to ask Krishna. Krishna, they had in mind that Krishna he had sent them away, and then when they didn't go, he had run away from them. He had disappeared in the forest. But at the same time, he had called them. So they said, "My dear Gopal, Govinda, what type of lover are you?" "Are you the one who only gives as much as he receives? Are you the one lover who gives always more than he receives, like a loving parent who who always is there for the son? Or are you an ungrateful wretch? They didn't say, they say just, what was the Sanskrit word? Ungrateful person. Ungrateful person. So the gopis wanted Krishna to admit that he was an ungrateful lover. Because in their view, Krishna had not responded to them in the way they had offered themselves to Krishna. And in their view, Krishna also hadn't given them more than they had given. In their view, Krishna had received so much affection from them, and then Dovijenya had gone away. So they had thought he had cornered Krishna. He has to admit that he is ungrateful. But because they are the gopis and they love Krishna so much, they didn't want to say this to Krishna. They wanted Krishna to say it personally, to admit it in an open assembly. Krishna's answer is very important for all of us here. He said, I'm not a lover of the three categories. I'm another lover. Then he explained, I am a lover who want to increase your love. And then Krishna very movingly speaks, this is Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explained, I was seeing how you were crying for me. I was standing behind the tree. I was seeing how you were searching for me. I was seeing all this. And I wanted to increase your love. Krishna knows you can only experience the ecstasy of love when the love is strong, not weak, like the person with the go-kart or the Brahmin boy who loves the book and then puts it aside after some time. Therefore, Krishna wants to increase the separation, the feelings of separation. He wants to do this so that you become more qualified lover and more qualified for the loving exchange with the most loving person. Now, this is also Krishna's way to test us. Because some people of this world are not really interested so much in Krishna, but only in the gifts of Krishna. You know, prasadam and a good wife. And for these, Krishna will not reveal himself. Krishna wants to see that you want him. Prabhupada in a perpetu ayi to ashlishyavang paradatang binashtumang. He says, the devotee should not be that, oh, when the Lord doesn't appear to me, I get another Lord. This is not. Krishna wants exclusive love, and therefore he sometimes tests us. Please do not be discouraged. Don't think I have given so much to Krishna. I have chanted my rounds and still I am not self-realized. And then get another Lord, a boss at a work, or you know, whatever. Please know, Krishna sees your trials. Krishna sees your endeavors and he becomes more pleased and more pleased. He wants to see this. He's not absent when you think he's absent. He may be behind, in Braj Leela, he's behind the tree. In our lives, he's behind all the things which happen to us. And he watches how you will react. And he is very disappointed if you get another Lord. Very disappointed. So be encouraged and know that Krishna wishes that you increase in these strong feelings of separations. Now, for the rest of my talk, I will now give you a few tips how we can start in developing these feelings of separation, that we feel Krishna is a need for me. I want to read to you again the quotation of Srila Prabhupada. The more you feel the separation from Krishna, Krishna, I want you, the more you should understand that you are making advancement. On our level, we can feel separation from the devotees of Krishna. We can feel, oh, it was so nice when I was with such and such devotee. And we were sitting on the bank of the Arturia coast, and we were talking about things which were on our heart. And now this devotee is not there, but I want to be with this devotee. This is how you can start. Something which is close. The devotee is closer than Krishna. You cannot feel the separation from Krishna if you do not start, or you cannot love Krishna if you do not start with devotees of Krishna. Krishna, he says, he who says he is my devotee, not my devotee, but he who sees, says he is a devotee of my devotee, or devotees, he is my devotee. So let us start. Let us think when you are down and out, in English we say, when you are down and out, think of all the devotees. Wow, the devotees. Ooh, the devotees. You can sometimes put a lecture of your favorite devotee, or you can take your picture book. Wow, then we were here, and then the world was in order. And the picture book means photo book. You can remember the summer camp. Oh, there were some nice moments in the summer camp with the devotees. Wow. And you will begin to understand how when you think of devotees, your heart gets purified. Raghunath Das Goswami, he says, that the devotees of Lord Krishna are like the highway police who protect us against the attacks of our Ripus. Ripu means enemy. We have one name, Ripugna. Some devotee here is Ripugna, no? It means Ripuha, the killer of the Ripu, the enemies. It's the name of Krishna. We have one Ripuha Das here. We should go to him and tell him, you have a name which was mentioned in the lecture. We have six enemies around us. Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Matsaya, Moha, Mada. They sound already like enemies. Those of you who are new can find the translations from the other devotees. They are enemies. They are always ready to strike. Hare Krishna. Always ready. So when you feel these enemies, you should shout the names of the devotees. Oh, Prabhupada! Jai Prabhupada! Oh, Haridas Thakur! Oh, Raghunath! Please help me. They are like the highway police helping you. Oh, Purnachandra! Oh, Lokanath Maharaja! Oh, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaja! We should connect ourselves in consciousness with the devotees, and we will partake in their spiritual consciousness or energy. Hare Krishna. Especially Prabhupada. He's just waiting that we call him. You can feel separation from deities. Separation means you connect yourself in consciousness by longing. Oh, Radha Kunya Bihari, so beautiful on Nam Yajna. They came down from their throne to receive my heart. They came actually on my platform. Well, I could go and offer my heart at the lotus topala. Yeah. You can also feel separation from the mantra. Oh, I chanted so nicely the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Now I'm so dull, I have difficulties with 16 attentive rounds. I have joined the modern club of the non-spiritual Hare Krishnas. This was so nice when I was chanting and I was feeling Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It was so nice when I was alive. Yes. Here we can start feeling the separation. And when you regret, oh, I'm so far away from this state, then you will very quickly do something to improve your life. What to do when I am so dull that I cannot feel these feelings of separation and of longing? When I'm so groovy, so much like a Nemechka turista. What to do? You must understand, if you want Krishna, Krishna has to want you. What we look for is a loving exchange with Krishna. And Krishna has given the rules of this exchange. Yeya tamang prapadyante tamstataiva bhajam yaham mamavat manuvartante manusya sarpata sarvasha. Yeya tamang, as much as you give, Krishna gives. This is Krishna only says like this. He gives much, much more. When he sees that you are only giving a little, he gives so much more to you. But it's an exchange. And Krishna waits that you start in it. He has started long before. He has started when you were in your mother's womb. By giving you the feeling of longing. Oh, when you were an embryo, you were calling. Oh, this time I will not make the mistake again, Krishna. When I come out, I will be a good devotee. He has given you inspiration and remembrance in your mother's womb. Krishna has done his part. He has given you the books of Prabhupada. Krishna has given you devotees. Krishna has given you prasad. What more do you wish? He has given you already everything. Now he wants that you also give something. Otherwise it can't progress. Have you ever tried to make friends with someone? And you tried again and again and again and again and again and nothing came back? Have you tried? I have tried many times. And then you after some time you lose the energy to try again. It's human. Then you make another superhuman effort. Again, nishta. Then what do? You say, I can't push myself on this person. So this is how Krishna is also. He has given so much again and again and again. Now, let us not be in the nishta condition, in the God minus position. Let us start to give. If you can't call out to Krishna, please Krishna, save me, rakshamang, pahimang, then you will be finished. What happens to a baby which cannot cry? This is finished. The baby is a most important function of the baby is then the mother knows, okay, I'm coming, and does whatever is necessary to fulfill the need of the baby. Imagine a baby who wants to cry. It's a little better because something comes and the mother knows. Okay, there's a something is the. But imagine a baby who the mother doesn't know what to do. When the mother comes with the milk, he goes, Nishta. The baby will die. In the same way, a devotee who can't cry for Krishna, who cannot call out for Krishna, he will die. He will die. A necessary function is not there. He suffers from an anatomic abnormality. Yes. Anatomske abnormalistki. Yes. The way to start crying for Krishna is very simple. It is not, it goes, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. You're not convinced, you chant. But I know when you hear and then you can't all of a sudden chant. So yes, my dear devotees, learn to chant for Krishna in a feeling of longing. Please accept me. Prabhupada once said, this prayer, please engage me in your service, is really a prayer which goes, please accept me, crying for Krishna. Your spiritual life is very much measured in your the way you chant the Hare Krishna mantra. That is also the art of transformation, to chant the Hare Krishna mantra in a longing way. I have come to the end of this presentation. The presentation was called Feel the Separation. The quotation of Prabhupada again, the more you feel the separation from Krishna, the more you should understand that you are making advancement. If you wish to read something about the separation from Krishna, in a very beautiful purport of Srila Prabhupada, it is in the sixth canto of the Bhagavatam, chapter 11, text 26. 6, 11, 26. Do you have any questions regarding this? Purna Chandra Prabhu.
Thinking about that one, I just came in. About the lady calling for, thinking about her paramour like this. And this is in the introduction of the Bhagavad Gita. You know, it's the most, you know, fundamental religious scripture. And here we find this rather unconventional example. But, you know, because the essence of the point is so important, then Prabhupada included it. In the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita, which is the, you know, the primary and fundamental book of our movement. I just find that that is a significant thing.
Yes. Therefore, I thought it's very relevant.
Hare Krishna. Peter told me, your voice is so impossibly loud. You can do without microphone. We don't give you a microphone. Yes, it's in the introduction of the Bhagavad Gita. Here Prabhupada does not wish to encourage an immoral relationship. But he wants to say a mechanical relationship does not work so much when it comes to love. So in the marriage, the love has gone out like the air out of a tire. It's a flat marriage, a flat tire. Many of you who are here know this. This happens very often. It's a problem. But a paramour love is never flat, because there is a risk. I must go over obstacles to meet my beloved. Therefore, it is more intense than the married situation. This analogy is wants to tell us love must be intense. And Krishna wants to bring us to this love. That's why he sometimes remains in the distance, so that we hanker after him, because then we start to cry, oh Krishna, the need is not alright, my life. Hare Krishna. Any other? Shyama Priya, would you like to have them? This is a very good idea. But can I have another microphone?
You are speaking about transformation of the heart, and my question is about surrendering. I can see that in my life, now that I see certain signs that I really have to change something in my life. It is very difficult because I don't know, my mind is blocked to me.
With the microphone, it's remember when you were with the Nityananda band, Novo Nityananda, on the stage, and you did very well with the microphone. Would you like to think about your question more?
Yeah, maybe somebody else. I don't know what happened.
With the microphone when you are not used to it. But I didn't do it on purpose, believe me.
Yes, I remembered.
Oh, good.
sorry. Maybe somebody else.
Yes.
I just lost completely.
No problem. Who else is there?
My question is about a separation from Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
If we can't sometimes feel that separation, can the feeling of separation from spiritual master help us to get that feeling, and how it works?
Mm-hmm. The two, yes, the feeling of separation from our spiritual master can very much help in our spiritual life. But it's very important that we have the right concept of the spiritual master. The spiritual master is not really what we see of him. His essence is in his vani, his instructions. Srila Prabhupada knew that he would leave us, and he knew that it would be very painful for us and very difficult for us. So he said, you can meet me again. In my books, he said like this. Prabhupada, even very early when we were his disciples, he prepared us for this moment. He said, I am an old man, I will leave you. And you have to learn to appreciate the vani, the instructions, and meet the spiritual master in his instructions. I'm saying this because I have very often seen that young devotees have a wrong concept of the spiritual master. They are attached to the form and to their external conception of the spiritual master, and not to what he says, not the instructions. when you are attached to the external features of a guru, any also modern guru, modern I mean after Prabhupada in our society, it can happen that you receive a great disappointment. You must start your relationship with the spiritual master not from the external but from the internal way, that is to understand what is he trying to say and to try to do this and to try to relate to this. Then only will you make a bona fide connection with the spiritual master, and then only the relationship can help you. I'm saying this not as a chance. I'm saying this with a deep, deep concern in my heart. Mm-hmm. Any other questions which are here? Venugopal, saw your hand? No? No. I saw this hand. Govindanandan. What a nice name.
My question is, as he spoke about Krishna, and he said that he is not the one who gives as much as he gets, and he is not the one who gives more than he gets, and he is not this wretched lover.
So my ungrateful lover.
Ungrateful, yes. So my question is, Krishna said he doesn't belong to these three categories. He is a lover who increases the love for him. So my question is it the same with the spiritual master in relationship to his disciple, that he is this fourth category, that he is like, he gives his love in a way that he increases also the love of disciple for him and for Krishna?
Oh, this is a very deep question. I can say about Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada spoke about something like this when he said that the spiritual master sometimes does something to increase the love for his disciples and he of his disciples for him, and he especially did so at the end, Antya Leela, his last Leela. He became ill, and he gave us a chance to really serve him hand and foot in any possible way, in the most basic activities and so on, like just going to going on a walk, or we had to carry him to see the deities and so on. It was a chance to show our love, and he had been in the. Very often the spirit of Prabhupada, yes, he gave us a chance to serve him, although he didn't need this really. Especially in the last portion of his life. But also then, Prabhupada was also accepting so many gifts. And the only possible way to deal with him with these gifts is he gave them away. But he did not say, don't give me gifts any longer, I have enough. No, he accepted the gifts in a loving way. This question which Govindanandan asked is a question which is very much on the heart of a disciple, any disciple of every spiritual master. He wants so much an exchange of love with his disciple. Isn't it? This we wish. And sometimes we feel in relationship to our spiritual master that he's always so harsh. He trains us. At least I was feeling this in relationship to my spiritual master. I remember I finally did something to come close to Prabhupada. You will like this. When Prabhupada came to Amsterdam to the airport, I didn't see him at the airport where everyone was. I went to where his luggage came, and I took his heavy luggage, There was so much. There was his pot was in there, all his books which he needed for translation. And I almost broke my Kreuz, my, what is it, spinal cord. Yeah. And I carried it to where I know was the car in which Prabhupada would go. It was a Volkswagen, a bully, we say in German, a little minivan in modern language. And I carried the thing in, and I remained waiting in the Volkswagen. And I kept, and then Brahmananda came. What are you doing here? This car is for GBCs and sannyasis who go with Prabhupada. I am Prabhupada's official luggage carrier. Oh, sorry. I was not. So I was in the car carrying the luggage, and I knew no one in the world, not even with a Kawasaki machine gun, would be able to get me out of the car. Because I wanted to be close to Prabhupada. And then Prabhupada came, he looked in the car, and I was there. And then Srila Prabhupada went in the front seat, and we drove to the temple. And it was very, so I was trying to use my intelligence, so I had positioned myself so that I would look in the mirror and would see Prabhupada's face in the mirror. You know, the Seitenspiegel, the side mirror, which every car you need to see which cars are coming. I was there and just staring in the mirror. And Prabhupada was chanting very softly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know, what do you do when someone just goes like, you know, with a red face, the mouth going totally malinavosni, you know, and totally, it's not nice. You know, do you feel nice if someone just stares at you? I won't do this to make you, And finally, Prabhupada looked in the mirror and looked into my eyes, because you feel that, when you feel that staring energy, when you are a little perceptive. And he just looked at me very stern, made like this in the mirror, that I should stop staring at him. Because who can live when someone stares at him? You know, and I would have been so happy if Prabhupada would go like, and made some funny faces, or, you know, I was very young in Krishna consciousness, very, you know, I was, and I'm still quite a temperamental person, and I was thinking if he would smile at me, yes, I wanted a smile, but Prabhupada went like, and I was thinking, why is he always so heavy on me? He must know that I want a smile. Because Prabhupada wants to train that this is not a superficial relationship. It's much deeper. Prabhupada was always very heavy with me. Prabhupada allowed me one time to come close. Now I'm getting into... he allowed me to massage him, and also his lotus stapala, his lotus feet. This is a very desired treasure of my life. And but always he was making sure that it was not a collegial relationship also, because I wanted this very much. I was young. I joined when I was 16. Prabhupada became my father, because I went out of the mundane society very early. And collegial, like a colleague, like on the same level. He was always making very sure that this is... and I'm very, very thankful, because if he wouldn't have been like this to me, with this impossible temperament, I would not be in Krishna consciousness any longer. Yeah, he knew. He knew, and he was very strong always. Even when I was massaging him, he asked me, "What do you do as service?" Because when I massaged Prabhupada, he always said, "Stronger, stronger, stronger, hard." No, not stronger, harder, harder. You know, I'm not so strong by constitution. Best, harder. Then he turned around, almost a little frustrated. "What do you do as service?" The fingers of an, not an intellectual, but not a hard worker. I started to shake. I said, "Prabhupada, I'm trying to translate your books." "Oh, very good," he said. And then for a moment that feeling of, "Oh, we are also I'm also a translator," was there, you know, that he immediately draw me into his presence. "Very good. How many pages do you do a day?" Because this is what all translators, this is the subject of translate, how many pages a day. Immediately I became proud and blew it. I said, 20 pages, Prabhupada. This was on my best day. I didn't say it. 20 pages. And Prabhupada looked at me with this incredulous look, you know, "Really?" And said, "So sorry, Prabhupada, this was my best day." Usually I'm doing eight or nine. When it's just pages, you know, like Krishna book. Prabhupada gave me a very personal instruction at that time. He told me, "Are you interested?" He told me a devotee must be four things. This is very good. Four things. He must be a good disciple. He must be a good guru. He must be a water carrier. And he must be a cook. Four things. I think this disciple is clear. You must also give to others what you have learned. This way be a guru. And then water carrier means a humble servant. In traditional India, it's a brahmachari assistant who carries the water for the sannyasi. And a cook means he must be self-reliant, not so dependent on others. This is how I interpret it. I cannot cook. This is... I have to learn this one day, I know. I will go to Peter Pühler. He knows to cook and he is very kind to me always. Learn from him. There's a problem now. We have quarter to past seven and I think I should end here. Thank you very much. Once again, why we have the tent full. My dear devotees, tomorrow I want you to make an experience about meditating in Krishna consciousness. It's called Smaranam. And we will take the instruction of the Hari Bhakti Kalpalatika, a book which Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur liked very much, so that we can have the meditation on. I want to request all of you to please be on time. That is 5. The seminar starts officially 5:30, but if you 5:35 is still okay. But please be on time, because you must be prepared to enter the meditation by some pranayama exercises which we will do, also according to this tradition. And I can guarantee you, it can be a very nice experience for all of you. It's an authorized tradition in Smaranam and in Krishna consciousness, and we will do this. So kindly be on time, And if you are not able to be on time due to your children and so on, then be just, when you see everyone meditating, be just very silent and try to relish as much as you can. But it's almost necessary to be there on time. 5:30 or latest 5:35, huh? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi go nitai ki jai, go premanandi hari hari bol.